From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to Let the Bible Speak. And doing that today is the Reverend Kenneth Elliott, as he turns our attention to Isaiah 53 in verse 10 and speaks on the sufferings of Christ. In just a moment, that whole chapter will be read to us, Isaiah 53, and then Alan McGill will bring a message and song before we hear Mr. Elliott bring God's Word.
Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
My Lord has garments so wondrous fine, and perfect texture fills. Its fragrance reached to this heart of mine, with joy my being thrills. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe, only his great eternal door, and I the ivory palaces into a world of woe. Only his great eternal love made my Savior.
The portion of Holy Scripture that I would like to read is Isaiah chapter 53, the 10th verse. This is the text verse that we want to consider for a few minutes together. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. The sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ come to the fore in these words. And I want you to notice three aspects of those sufferings. First of all, the comprehensiveness of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at this and see just how comprehensive they were, we will notice, first of all, the physical aspect of his sufferings. We cast our minds back to the time that he was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, how he was trundled off to the high priest's palace, there to undergo a trial. He was struck then, and then he was buffeted, and then he was brought later, indeed early in the morning, to Pilate, and as a result of the interrogation there and following it, Pilate scourged him, opened his back as his back appeared to be a ploughed field, like rivers of blood. And then whenever Pilate had finished with him, the soldiers took him, and they crowned him with thorns. They took a reed and smote him. And then he was led out to Calvary and underwent the terrible form of death known as crucifixion. And that's just some aspect of the sufferings of Christ physically. But then again, there was the emotional. The Bible tells us in the third verse of this chapter, which we did not read, Isaiah 53, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was spat upon. He was treated in a despicable manner by the Jewish leaders, and also by Pilate and by his soldiers. The Bible tells us that he despised the shame. And while modesty in paintings leads artists to portray Christ with a loincloth girt about him, in fact, there was no such covering. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary in shame. But he despised the shame, and he endured the cross. But there was also the spiritual dimension to his sufferings. We read that he said in one occasion, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death." And there when he was on the cross dying for the sins of sinners, he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And as one once said, the sufferings of his soul were the soul of his sufferings. Does it mean anything to you, the listener, that the Lord Jesus Christ should suffer so? But then again, from these words in Isaiah 53 verse 10, notice the character of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were of a twofold nature, at least. First of all, they were sacrificial. The Bible tells us here that the Lord would make his soul an offering for sin. The death of Christ must always be thought of in this aspect. He died as a sacrificial offering to take away the sins of sinners. "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He, his own self, bare our sins in his own body on the tree." His death was the great fulfilling of the death of the animals that were offered in sacrifice in the Old Testament economy. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that is the fulfillment of every type. But notice again not only the sacrificial character,
but the substitutionary character. This is a truth that must never be missed, that Christ died as a substitute for sinners. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Paul tells us in Romans 5, verse 8. He also writes to the Corinthians in the second letter, chapter 5, verse 21, he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. Listen again to the substitutionary aspect. Christ died for the ungodly. Listen again to what Paul says, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. Listen again to what the apostle writes. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in our place condemned he stood. He sealed our pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Saviour. But notice in the third place the cause of his sufferings. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. It was not merely the cruel Roman soldiers. It was not merely the religious Jewish hypocrites who were responsible for his death. It was not the blinded people who cried out for him to be put to death. He was not a victim of circumstances, but rather the Lord. He was the cause behind this. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. We read in different places of God, in God's word, that he was by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God slain, even though wicked hands took him and put him on the cross at Calvary. We are told that he was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Oh, what a Saviour! And it was because the Lord loved us so that he smote his Son and gave him up to die. One other thing, very quickly. Notice the consequences of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus. He shall see his seed. He would definitely see souls saved. There was joy that was set before him, and a seed would serve him. He didn't die in vain. He would prolong his days, the text says. His death did not end his life, but he rose again, and he lives forevermore in the power of an endless life. And notice that the pleasure of the Lord, the will of the Lord, would prosper in his hand. The saving of souls is in his hand. The cleansing of sinners from their sin is in his hands. The overthrow of all of God's enemies are in his hands. What a Saviour! Is he yours? Are you one of those that will put your trust in him today? May God grant that you will.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness. And I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.